Good morning, everybody. I'm Sanas Chafian, doing my postdoc at Texas A&M University. As the title shows, I'm going to talk about our UAV project at Texas A&M and its application for crop phenotyping. As is mentioned in keynote speaking, world population is increasing very fast, and this population will reach to 9.3 billion by 2050. So we need to increase food production by 70% for that time, in spite of the fact that because of the climate change and drought effect, we do not have enough water for agriculture production. So we need to increase and optimize agriculture production by choosing the variety that can produce the maximum amount of yield. It means that the future of agriculture depends on the plant breeding and phenotyping. Phenotyping means comprehensive assessment of complex plant traits such as growth, development, and yield. In crop phenotyping, plant breeders try to measure individual plant parameters that is the basic for making the more complex traits. In traditional-based phenotyping, usually plant breeders make tremendous effort to measure plant parameters that is labor-intensive and time-consuming, and they usually need to wait to the late season to see the results. High-throughput phenotyping, especially the UAV-based one, can help the plant breeders to collect the data faster, at higher resolution, at lower cost, and usually do it automatically. What is UAV? UAV is a combination of three parts: air vehicle that fly over agricultural area, ground control station that can measure the flight speed, elevation, and some other parameters, and antenna that connect the ground control station to the air vehicle. At Texas A&M UAV project, we had two fixed-wing UAV and one rotary wings. For rotary wings, we do not need runway because it takes off and landing vertically. For the fixed wing, we had one commercial one from the Precision High that is a little bit unusual takeoff and landing, and another fixed-wing UAV that had the bigger payload capacity that can stay up on the air for a longer time. Here is our fixed-wing UAV I'm presenting in this presentation. You can see its specification in this table. It was an electrical-powered UAV, and a radio controller was used for manual takeoff and landing. In addition, an autopilot system was used for autonomous flight between takeoff and landing. The bottom image shows the ground control station that can monitor the flight path during the UAV flights. We attached the multispectral camera from Centex GEM to collect the multispectral images. This camera can capture images at four different bands: blue, green, red, and near-infrared. And when it flies at 120 meters elevation, it can capture images with 6.5 spatial resolution and 8-bit radiometric resolution. Our engineering team designed an auto trigger for this camera that can change the frame rate based on the flight speed to have the optimum amount of the overlap between images. This camera was integrated with a GPS, IMU, and onboard image storage. The top image shows the inside of the payload before connecting the camera and battery, GPS, and other stuff, and the bottom one shows outside of the payload. The right side is our near-infrared camera, and the left side is RGB camera. We used this UAV system for two different projects. One of them was winter wheat that was originally planted for the plant breeders. Planted in 4.6 acres with more than 2,000 plots and more than 1,000 varieties. We chose a small part of this area for our UAV project. The another part, the bottom image is another project, the bioenergy crops. It was planted on a small area around 0.1 acres with 12 different varieties planted in three replications, totally 36 plots. We tried to make all the UAV flights within 2 hours of the solar noon, around 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. After UAV flight and capturing images, the images were delivered for the processing steps. All the images were taken at 75% forward overlap and 60% side overlap. For each flight, we had more than 400 images. That's less than 300 were useful because some of these images were taken during takeoff and landing. Then we used Pix4D software for image georeferencing, auto-rectification, and mosaicing. For doing this step, Pix4D needs different inputs. On top image, you can see the different inputs we use for the georeferencing and auto-rectification. The blue point shows our GPS points on the ground that were surveyed using RTK GPS. The red point shows our GPS and IMU files that is recorded during UAV flights. Using these inputs, Pix4D can georeference and auto-rectify images. On the bottom images, you can see the blue points, that is the GPS files, GPS points that is recorded during UAV flights, and the green point shows estimated coordination that Pix4D estimated using photogrammetric model that makes using inputs. Then, small images were stitched together to make a big single image for each study, that we call it raw images. We successfully generated 4 raw images for our WinterVid project, that is the left one, and the right one is another 4 raw images for the bioenergy study. The next step is atmospheric and radiometric calibration for raw images. We need atmospheric calibration because some of these images were taken when the weather was cloudy. And we need radiometric calibration because raw images is coming in digital numbers and we need to convert these digital numbers to the reflectance. If I go back to the previous slide, you can see our reflectance tarps that is set up in the study area for each time UAV flight. These are our specific reflectance tarps that we know the reflectance value at each wavelength. For each flight and each wavelength, we correlated the digital number of these tarps to the reflectance value and made a regression line. Now, using this equation, we can convert the digital number to the reflectance. The first part is the slope of the regression line. The second part is intercept of the regression line. Now, having the reflectance, we can calculate the NDVI using the famous equation of NDVI. At the same time of UAV flights, we had some field data collection. We measured LAI using LIKOR 2200C. We estimated fractional vegetation cover using the overhead photos by a Canon camera we mounted on the top of the specific pole we made and took overhead photos at a height around 2 meters. We had one-time dry biomass sampling for bioenergy crops, but unfortunately, we didn't have any yield data. For the winter wheat project, at the harvesting time, there was a huge flood at College Station, so we missed all the yield data. And for bioenergy study, harvesting time is around late December, so we do not have any yield data for this project yet. Using NVIS software, we created NDVI maps for both projects. Here is 2 examples of NDVI for the winter wheat, for February 26 and April 26. Red color shows low NDVI value or bare soil, and blue color shows high NDVI value, that is the green vegetation. We can see how NDVI changes from 0.94 to 0.85 from February 26 to April 26. In addition to changes of NDVI for each plot, we can see the differences between NDVI for different varieties because this project is originally coming from a breeding project. We can see why some of the varieties are really green in this part. The other varieties are still at the early growing stage. For the April 26, we can see most of the plots are getting ready for harvesting and getting yellowish. And again, we can see the differences between the growing stage for different varieties. While some of the plots are ready for the harvesting, the other plots are still green. Here is another example of NDVI images for bioenergy crops. We start UAV flights for this project while some of the plots already green. Here we can see some of these plots are already green for June 10, while the other one are almost bare soil. Because of this big different gaps between the growing stage, we can distinguish some of the varieties from the others. For example, these three plots are planted at the same variety because NDVI values are similar and the texture are similar as well. But for the June 28th, that is the UAV flight after rain, we cannot see these differences because most of the plots are getting green. For six different winter wheat varieties, we plotted NDVI versus the time and calculated a standard deviation. Based on this graph, we can see Duster and TAM401 varieties have the lowest standard deviation. It means that the replication of these varieties are strongly stable during time and space. It means their replication is not affected by the soil texture or moisture or other environmental parameters. In opposite, Fanand is the variety has the highest standard deviation. It means its replication is affected by the soil moisture and other environmental parameters. We correlated NDVI with the LAI we measured at the farm. The left one is for winter wheat, the right one is for the bioenergy crops. For both projects, you can see how NDVI extracted from UAV is highly correlated with the LAI. For the winter wheat, we can see when LAI is higher than 2.5, NDVI becomes saturated. This is the same result we usually see from the satellite-based NDVI. For the bioenergy crops, we cannot see this saturation because, unfortunately, we didn't have any flights from mid to late growing season when the LAI is higher than 2.5. Similar to the LAI, we correlated NDVI with the fractional vegetation cover. And again, we can see for both projects, UAV-based NDVI is highly correlated with the ground cover. For the winter wheat, we can see when fractional vegetation cover is higher than 0.8, NDVI still becomes saturated with fractional vegetation cover changes. And again, we cannot see this saturation for bioenergy crops because we didn't have mid to late growing season flights. As I mentioned before, we had one-time dry biomass sampling for bioenergy crops. We correlated this biomass with the UAV-based NDVI. You can see how NDVI is highly correlated with biomass with R squared equal to 0.73. And this correlation is exponential. In conclusion, we can say our UAV system can collect very high spatial resolution at low cost and usually automatic. That is very useful for a small plot research. We show that how UAV-based NDVI is spatially and temporally correlated with LAI, ground cover, and biomass. And this means that our UAV system is a useful tool for crop growth modeling and monitoring. But for increasing the accuracy, we need to get more UAV flights at more phenological states. And for the future direction, we want to combine the hyperspectral camera with the thermal camera for crop phenotyping. And at the end, I want to acknowledge Texas AgriLife Research for their financial support, Dr. Ibrahim, Dr. Joseph, and Brian Semena for their help. And I will get any questions. Actually, we had some saturation issue for the red and for the green and blue bands, so we couldn't generate the other vegetation indices very well.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Mm-hmm.